How do you know you're a great leader? How do you know a person's a great leader? What makes someone an amazing leader? I think probably one of the greatest characteristics of a great leader is to be selfless. That it's not what you can get for yourself, but it's what you can do for others. And I know that we're jaded because, sadly, the people that we interact with and the leaders that we see, especially in the world today, they tend not to be very impressive. They might be impressive, charismatic people, but in terms of their selflessness, it is very, very rare that you get to see that characteristic at play. I know that recently I attended the graduations of two of my children. And at the graduations, it's the end of a school year, a lot of the politicians make the rounds and they come to these graduations. And they speak first, and there's a lot of I statements. I do this. I will help you with this. But that wasn't, to me, the piece that was most amazing about them. They come to the graduation, they speak first, and then they walk out. So if you truly want to celebrate with a person, to come and just be there to wish congratulations and walk out seems a little bit empty. So I ask, is that really selflessness? But Moshe Rabbeinu shows us what true selflessness is. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of our parsha that I want you to avenge what the Midianim did, and this is going to be your final act. What's selflessness? Selflessness is that you go and do it. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't protest. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't attempt to leg it out a little bit more so that he could buy time. Moshe Rabbeinu accepts it, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'll do what I have to do because it's what's best for the people, not what's necessarily best for myself. Chazal tells us that actually Yehoshua made the opposite mistake. Yehoshua was told that once he finishes with the kibush and the chiluk ha'aretz, conquering and dividing the land, that he would be done as well. And we're told that he actually tries to push it off a little bit longer than it needed to be. And for that, instead of living to be 120, he ends up living to only be 110. It's his punishment for that. I'm not going to question Yehoshua's selflessness. It seems at every turn along the way, Yehoshua is interested in doing what's best for the people. But what's clear, I think without a question at all, is that the truly most selfless leader of all time for the Jewish people is Moshe Rabbeinu. There was not a single ounce of anything in there that wasn't for the people. Nothing for his own benefit, nothing for his own pleasure, and nothing for his own honor. That is truly greatness. And I think that that's something that we can all learn from and attempt to incorporate some bit of it into our lives. Have a great day.